Indeed, I have, Hutto. Pretty happy down here, and this man should be happier than most. Been a cracking couple of weeks for you, Jack.
Yeah, it has been really enjoyable. It's good that the boys have been playing well as a team and we're able to get these good wins. So it makes my performances feel a bit better, I guess. But all in all, it's pretty good.
Now, a great job on Job Watson last week. Was the role essentially a run with role tonight as well?
It's pretty similar. Just take away Juddy's strength at the stoppage. Like, obviously, he got away a couple of times. He's a really strong clearance player. So that was probably my goal, was to take him out of that and then work him over around the field and then but not give up my offensive run.
And both weeks you've managed to pick up plenty of touches yourself, 27 tonight. I think it was 23 or 24 last week. So it's great to be able to shut down someone and get plenty of the ball yourself.
Yeah, it is pretty good. The coaches always give me consistent feedback about how I'm going on my position because I don't know, like, I can tell I'm going, like, okay, I guess, but when they give me that feedback and then I've still got my offensive run, they're just really happy with it.
Jack, Cam Mooney up here. Well done on a great game tonight. Was it spoken about during the week with Warnock? I guess Warnock came in as a late inclusion, but maybe just before the game that Warnock is going to get his hands a lot at the centre bounce or the hit-outs. I mean, they had 49 to 27 hit-outs in favour their way. But how you guys were going to counteract that?
Yeah, thanks, Moons. We discussed it after Casbolt obviously wasn't playing. So obviously he's a big boy and gets a lot of hit-outs. So we probably worked more off the body and tried to, you know, we stuck with our single hit zone pretty much the whole night, the centre bounce, because obviously he's a big boy and got over the top. So it was hard working there. But, didn't go too bad.
What about your tackle count tonight? Hutto just mentioned before. I mean, 81 to 47. Do you just feel like you completely outworked them in the tough stakes tonight?
Yeah, Bucks mentioned before the game that we're getting a lot of numbers to the ball in contests each week and putting on that heat and pressure. So it's really good. Those numbers just reinforce us and how hard we're working for each other to get to the contest and back each other up with those tackles.
Jack, you seem to love the MCG, mate. You must be enjoying playing here.
Yeah, thanks, Hutto.
Are you saying it's better than the Gabba?
Yeah. I'm really enjoying playing at the MCG. Best ground in Australia, so I'm only looking forward to playing many more games here.
Well, I think you must almost be an MCG specialist now, mustn't you? You've played about four games out of four and dominated here.
I wouldn't say dominated, but it's good to have four wins from four games, I can tell you that much.
Jack, what are we missing here, Hutto? There's some little in-joke going on. A little bit,
but that's all right.
Jack, what's been the most pleasing thing about coming to a massive club like Collingwood?
Oh, just the exposure, I guess, to the whole footy environment down here. It's a lot different to Brisbane, so it's been really positive for me. I've just felt myself enjoying my footy a lot more and improving a fair bit, so I've been really happy down here.
What about the one thing that's really been obvious, I reckon, the last few weeks particularly, is just the camaraderie, and there's such a big group of guys who are all around the same level, around that sort of 20 to 30 game mark, similar in age, even similar types of players. But are you sort of feeling that there's something really growing amongst that sort of younger, newer group of players?
Yeah, well, actually, Bucks just mentioned in our meeting about the chemistry everyone's starting to get, like, with our groups, with the mids, forwards and backs. Everyone's starting to work for each other, and you can really see it out in the field. So I guess that's what's holding us together and getting us to play really well. We're sticking to our game plan, and it's coming off.
How are you finding with the Lions struggling? You must feel pretty good about the move at this stage, Jack.
Yeah, it's not good to see a team struggle like that, but I am enjoying myself at Collingwood. I've seen myself playing better football here at the moment and with everyone else up and flying as well. So it's all just a good group environment here.
Good stuff again tonight, mate. Well played.
Thank you. Thanks, Hutto. Thanks, Moons.